Aloha, this is Paul at the War HQ. It's been a while since we've been around, but we're back in town, and as some of you know, I have moved out to sunny Bermuda, and I'm now sitting outside in these times of world lockdown. We have stay at home in progress, so allowed out to go to the shop sort of once a week, and allowed to go for emergencies to the doctor or the hospital. And that's about it, really. Oh, we're allowed 1 hour of exercise a day, so not worse than many other places. We do have a curfew at night, so the streets are pretty quiet here. But one of the good things about Bermuda is there's lots of beautiful sunshine, and the island is a beautiful place with lots of friendly people. So we're spending our time here doing a bit of exercise, and it's about time that we got back on the airwaves now that many of my other priorities have taken second place. So good to see all you guys back who are listening. Remember, you can come to Facebook to talk to us at warhq.co.uk. The website is shut down at the moment. Moving to Bermuda, we shut the online business that we had, but you can still get us at the warhq.co.uk@gmail.com, and you can contact me at paul.walker@warlordgames.com and various other places you'll see me about the airwaves. Now I'm going to start off by just apologising, because I'm outside in the garden. There may be lots of little noises in the background. Hopefully it's not too windy, so I'll be fairly clear. But if the police car goes by with the sirens going, or the fire engine, or the ambulance, or whatever, you can make allowances. Or there might be one or two birds about. So, how is our bolt action lives going at the moment? Well, obviously there's not much competition, and the World Team Championships were postponed, which should have been taking part this weekend, I believe. So, a lot of us should have been in sunny Cork in Southern Ireland, enjoying ourselves, meeting lots of old friends from last year's competition. We had a really good time at last year's competition, but like all our other bolt action friends, we're pretty much all stuck in the house with not much actual playing of the game going on. So at the moment, hobbying takes sort of priority rather than playing. And I've been working on a little project at the moment. There's no post here on the island at the moment, so nothing coming in and nothing going out. So I'm working with what I've got, and what I have got is an 8th Army starter box. I'll be putting a few videos back up, so the video side of things will be going again. So I've got an unboxing of that particular set that you can all go and watch at thewarhq.co.uk's YouTube. It'll go up very shortly. And I've got a basing video coming fairly soon. So I've been working on 8th Army, basically, and starting to record videos again. My true passion, really, is creating videos. I'm not promising that I'm very good at it, but I am passionate about it. And I'm getting back into the throat, and we are loving it, keen and excited to get going again. Now, excuse me while I have a sip of my tea. So everybody have a sip of your beer or whatever you're drinking. Great. So I've been working on the 8th Army. I've been working on a few models from Games Workshop out here in the island, just to let you know. Really, now, in my circumstances at the moment, I have a wee catch up. There are probably a group of about 20 or so gamers on the island. Most of them play Games Workshop. Most of the active players are playing Necromunda or 40k or Kill Teams. So I got involved in the Kill Team side of things. And so I bought some Sisters of Battle, which are new in plastic, which I've always wanted since before the time I played Bolt Action and actually played 40k. So I did invest in some of those and having a little bit of fun with those. But more importantly, we are starting to see some of the guys on the island play Bolt Action. unfortunately, the COVID epidemic happened and kind of we were making good strides and that suddenly all came to a stop. But once it's all over and we're back, we'll be looking at ways of getting the guys all playing Bolt Action again. So we had a group of about four or five of us who'd start to play Bolt Action on a reasonably regular at reasonably regular intervals on the island. And a lot of the guys, they're really nice, the guys in the group here, and I'm not just saying that because some of them might actually listen to this. They've been checking up on me, making sure that the old man Walker is well and healthy and all the rest of it, and generally looking after me since I've been on the island. So that was really nice. So we got a nice, really tight group of gamers, and we're looking to expand that once COVID is over. See if I can expand it a bit and encourage them. As you all know, I am passionate about Bolt Action. Maybe extremely passionate about Bolt Action. So I see it as my evangelical mission to bring a decent game to this island and have them all playing. What else has been going on just as a catch-up? Well, we have, as I say, we've started to produce videos. I'm looking into doing various things there. Going to be doing a series for new players, so anybody that knows those new players or wanting a bit of advice, you should find in about the next 3 to 4 weeks we'll have some videos specifically aimed at them, but it doesn't mean that they won't be any use to older, more experienced players. You're never too old to learn, and you might pick up one or two tricks, or even more importantly, you might reply or send a message to one of my videos or podcasts and let me know of a trick that I don't know. And as far as the World Team Championships goes, with many other events that are on in the world, as I say, that has been postponed for the at least the short term future. We have been looking into new venues, and we have been negotiating with the original hotel to try and get a new date, and that hasn't sort of panned out terribly well at the moment. Although trying to guess, you know, when these places will be open is a little nightmare in itself, as you can imagine, and that's taken quite a lot of our time up, mainly Dave Nolan, who is the event organiser rather than the Bolt Action tournament organiser. He's taken care of most of that. I know it's been driving him round the twist. So we've been looking at alternative venues and places to hold it, and until people go back to work, we really can't confirm anything at the moment. But the World Team Championships will go on. I'm going to look to see if I can extend the podcasting that we used to do and have now started again. It may be in a slightly different timescale. I probably won't be doing 2 podcasts per week, simply because now that the show has lost its main sponsor and I have little income coming in, it probably won't be twice a week. But we're looking to make changes there and see if we can work about it so we get more podcasting time. We've been looking at lists and things, and with the mention of lists, we of course have the Stalingrad book coming out. Been looking forward to that for a long time. I've had my beady eyes reading over it for a few months now, and I really like the book. Doesn't mean that you guys will agree, but one of the things I'm planning to do is do a podcast special on the Stalingrad book, and I will likely do either one long YouTube on it or do a few new YouTubes on it. So hopefully you'll feel that's worth looking into and catching up. And the interesting thing with that will be seeing your comments and your opinions on the Stalingrad book when you guys get to see it. I need to check up on the release date of that book so that I know when I can put my videos out, and I'll be doing that this week. Obviously things have changed and are a bit flexible with COVID coming along. Release dates, etc. Some of those things have changed a bit. What else have we got on the horizon? Fortunately, not much playing of Bolt Action going on at the moment. So now that I have a lot of other responsibilities and things taken care of, I can turn my attentions back to the War HQ. And as I said, we're going to expand on the videos and looking into doing a few other things. We'll be looking at list building, coming at it from somebody new to playing the game, and we'll be taking lists from time to time and designing a list based on a various bolt action army and taking you guys through how I sort of decide on what kind of list I'm going to take to a competition, etc., and going through it and going through the tactics that I plan to use with it. As with most things, when you plan to do something, it doesn't always happen that way. One of the things that we love about bolt action. And that's really about it. We're going to expand into the podcasting. I'm going to be getting guests on the show once I can organise how to do that with my limited resources here. I haven't got a PC here or a laptop, and I'm working very much with an old iPad and a moderately old phone, but we'll do the best we can. If you guys could let me know what sort of people you would like to listen to on podcast, who you would like to see in interviews, that would be a huge and major help, or any other subjects you would like to see us covering, that would be great. And with that, as I say, this was just an update to let you know what's going on, and I am going to leave off there. And we will be back on, we'll put another podcast up next Friday. So listen to us this coming Friday. We will have our usual 20 to 30 minute edition going up, and we'll be able to tell you more about what's going on. But in the meantime, guys, remember to comment and send us messages. Let us know what you're looking to see and hear on the internet. So hope you're all well. Take care of yourselves, guys, and mahalo from Bermuda.